Our first reading is taken from page 195 in the New Testament section of the Bible. It's from Philippians chapter 3, beginning to read up verse 12. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you, even with tears, their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation so that it may be conformed to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. The second reading can be found on page 105 of the New Testament. It's taken from John chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. This is the word of the Lord.
So if you could keep your Bibles open to that page 105, you will find it helpful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it was a pretty normal week in the Wilton household. On Monday, I put out the blue bins for recycling. On Tuesday, I nipped across the road to the dentist. On Wednesday, I had the car MOT'd. And on Thursday, I went to Weight Watchers. And on Friday, I went to Aldi. I've been living my life as though life is only about those things that I can touch, and those things that I can see. Paul, in his letter to the young church at Philippi, might have said from chapter 3, verse 19, Gary, your mind has been set on earthly things. Your mind has been set only on earthly things. On Saturday, Gillian had a Skype telephone call with her sister, who lives in Auckland in New Zealand. And her sister took her camera and panned it around the room so that we could see the sitting room in Auckland. She even panned the camera out of the window so that we could see the street in which the family live. That brief Skype conversation reminded us that in New Zealand, life is happening. Life is real in New Zealand. I am not imagining it. Without me seeing it, without me touching it, life continues in New Zealand. People are born. People are married. People die. Babies are baptized in New Zealand, whether I see it or touch it or not. Jesus, in our gospel reading this morning, wants to push out our horizons further than Eccleshill, further than Auckland, actually into eternity, beyond the things that we can see and beyond the things that we can touch. Jesus is pushing out our horizons beyond the physical limits of time and space. He's pushing out our horizons into dimensions that are set by eternity. He's telling his hearers that eternal life is real, even though you can't see it, even though you can't touch it. It is happening in the here and now. And that this earthly life is being lived in parallel with eternity and heaven and heavenly life. And so we turn to verse 1 of chapter 14, where Jesus is saying to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Jesus is beginning to say goodbye. He knows that the disciples will be troubled in their deepest places. And he wants to push out their horizons so that they are not limited by time and space. In verse 2, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not so, I would have told you that I go to place to prepare a place for you." Jesus is pushing out their horizons into eternity. Some of us will know this passage. In my house, there are many mansions. And we've got a better translation here to help us understand what Jesus was talking about. He was not talking about National Trust houses in heaven. For those of us who are members of the National Trust, it is not a foretaste of heaven. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. We might want to say, in my Father's house, there are many guest rooms which have been prepared for you. They are really ready. They are really prepared. And they are waiting for their guests now. And he goes on to say, I am preparing the way for you to enter into those guest rooms that are not shaped by time and space, but they are a glimpse into what eternity is for us in the name of Jesus, that it is ready, that it is prepared, that it is spacious. It is full of space for us that God has prepared and made ready. And then we move from Jesus' voice to Thomas's voice, verse 5. Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? What a wonderful reading for Thomas's baptism today. I hope this is a passage of the Bible that he will grow to love and relate to himself and speak of himself in the light of it. For Thomas comes to Jesus and speaks out the many questions that the disciples would have had, and maybe some of us here today have. Lord, verse 5, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus speaks directly to Thomas the disciple. He also speaks directly to Thomas Edward Feast, and he speaks directly to every one of us. I am the way to God the Father. I am all the truth about God the Father that you will ever need to know on this earth. And I have the eternal life of God to give you in the here and now and for eternity. And then, just to seal it a bit further, Jesus says in verse 7, if you know me, you will know my Father also. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have touched me, you have touched the Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Well, I wonder how many of us are godparents. Put your hand up if you are a godparent. Fantastic. You have awesome responsibilities. How are you doing in fulfilling the promises that you have made? And how do you relate to your godchildren, or maybe your nieces and nephews or grandchildren or neighbors, with the key questions? Three key questions. What is God like? That's a good question for any godparent to be able to answer. What is God like? In our passage from John, Jesus is telling us, he is like me. God is as he is in Jesus. We have an answer that men and women have been able to see and have been able to touch. What is God like? Jesus. What is heaven like? Spacious. Heaven is spacious. It is ready. It is prepared. It is real. It is waiting. And there is space there, waiting for us. What is God like? Jesus. What is heaven like? Spacious. How do you get there? What is God like? What is heaven like? How do you get there? Good questions for any godparent, in fact, any Christian, to be able to give an account of the hope that they have. How do we get there? Through belief in Jesus, who says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Well, all of us who have been godparents, I wonder how we have done in that role. And have we got confused about the role? Or do we feel we haven't actually done terribly well in the role? In today's service, you will notice there are no promises about presents. There are no promises about christening cups. There are no promises about birthdays. There are no promises about Billy Doos made in silver that you're not going to know what to do with for the rest of your life. If you're about to be a godparent, be relieved that you're not making any such promises. But you are making promises, and we have all made, or many of us have made promises that relate to eternity. Today, it's godparents. We'll be making promises about Edward and eternity, about his horizons, ensuring that his horizons and his mind are not set on earth, but that he has eternal horizons. That Edward's godparents will be able to answer for him, in order that he, in due course, can answer for himself. What is God like? Jesus. What is heaven like? Spacious. How do I get there? Through believing in Jesus. Paul, as he talks to the church in Philippi, picks this up. And he says to the Philippians, I don't want you to be confused about this. I don't want you to be half-hearted. I don't want you to be fluffy or airy-fairy. I want you to be really clear that this is your active goal, that heaven is your active destination, that you are walking through this life before, that it isn't something on the side. It isn't an accident. It is God's goal for you. Today, in this baptism service, it is God's goal for every one of us, including Thomas, who is to be baptized. But let's go back to the beginning to think about Monday and the blue bins, and Tuesday and the dentist, Wednesday and the MOT, Thursday and Weight Watchers, Friday and Aldi. How did those days pass by for you? Did you live it with your mind just set on earth? Or was it filled out with eternal dimensions? If you look back over this week, check yourself out. One of the clues about our horizons is whether we get stuck on small things. Did a small thing get out of proportion? Did we have words over a small thing? Did we spend a lot of time on a small thing? Check yourself out about your priorities last week and for the week to come. Was there space for prayer? space for reading the Bible, space for time with God, space for checking out, have my horizons going in, or do my horizons have eternal dimensions? Today is a wonderful day when we baptize Thomas in this service. It might be a day like me when we are reminded we need to get out more. It might be a day when we are reminded that our horizons are not yet properly set, that God wants them to have eternal dimensions, that God wants us to be able to answer those questions: what is God like? Jesus. What is heaven like? Spacious. How are we going to go there? Through believing in Jesus. I'll let him have the last words. John chapter 14, verse 5 and following. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to me except through the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Amen.